Hello, podcast listeners. This is Miles, and I'm once again here with Peter, and we are here to give you your bonus podcast for this week. What have we got for them, Peter?
So we're talking today about Richard Price, and we're bringing you some Richard Price. He was our guest on our show a few weeks back, and as anyone will tell you, he is a great talker and talked, dare we say, too much even for us.
But left us with a ton of amazing stories that we didn't get to use on the show, which means we get to use them now. And this one in particular struck our fancy. That said, we should warn you that it's not necessarily suitable for kids.
Well, it depends. It might be suitable for kids with like an eighth grade sense of humor, because that's where it is. But you'll see why we decided we really couldn't broadcast this little bit on our breakfast time radio show.
I never wanted to be a cop. In fact, I don't know if I can say this on here, because this
be
edited.
Right. Oh, yeah.
One time I was invited to the Danish film school, oddly enough, in Denmark. And it was a Scandinavian film conference, and they brought all these filmmakers in from Iceland and not Greenland, but, you know, Finnmark and Sweden and all these places. And Norway, I guess that's there. They were screening Sea of Love.
Right.
And that night they gave me the Icelandics and the Norwegians. So I had a room full of, like, guys who look like asterisks and obelisks, you know, with that long hair. And they would just sit there, and every once in a while somebody would fall out of their chair. Nobody would notice. And so they did the whole Al Pacino movie, and they at the end of the movie, it was the Q&A, and, you know, one Norwegian guy raised his hand. You write a lot about policemen. Why do you do that? So I'm thinking, you know, I'm from New York. I said, well, it's because they have a small penis. You know, and it was like a joke. He was like, they got big guns. I'm not going to spell it out. Anyways, it was a joke. And they all sat there, not one person laughed. And they just started solemnly nodding.